punk legends DOA with opening sets by the Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa Rockers, the New Hires. On September 14th, pop punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas.
And welcome back, folks. We're directly in the sunlight here, so the equipment gets a little overheated at times, but we've got a solution. We've got it rocking. Thank you for bearing with us. Always an interesting experience. First time on the road, and we're not the only ones experiencing technical difficulties. As the Ottawa Gigis, the home team here, we've learned they are having a bit of an issue with their scoreboard and the timing system. So they're discussing if they can do it hand timing as opposed to having it readily available for us, and how they keep track of everything. So some technical chaos here at Gigi's Field. So they're going to figure it out here as we ourselves figure it out. But thank you for joining us. Our first quarter of action is brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Thank you to Old Farm Fine Foods for their continued support of Queens football on CFRC. Old Farm Fine Foods takes pride in serving only the finest and freshest in local produce, meats, and a la carte meal items. Swing by 204 Berry Street to make your next meal a memorable one. Once again, folks, we are just waiting for the scoreboard to get up and running here at Gigi's Field. I realize we had a few moments there where you missed our predictions. Zayden has predicted it will be a 26-12 victory for the Gales. I went with the slightly more conservative estimate of 19-12. Either way, it's going to be a close contest between two teams that really are quite similar in many ways in terms of record, composition, and performance. Both teams boast excellent turnover-heavy defenses. Both teams boast offenses that are still in the matter of figuring things out here at the midway point in the season.
Yeah, as another quick update, the Gales have deferred the kick, so they will be receiving. We talked earlier about a flag that was tossed on the field for the Gales when they came out. It looks like there is not going to be anything pursued here. And for all we know, we might have had a denied sort of advantage from the Ottawa staff. Because
could be.
I see there's a lot of good camaraderie and relationship between these two coaching staffs where there's a mutual respect for each other. We've already heard that we got to look for some big penalties today that we're not even expecting to be called. As another update across the OUA before we have this kickoff, Jesse, The Waterloo Golden Hawks, Golden Hawks. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up because I have the schedule for Waterloo right in front of me. The Laurier Golden Hawks are currently up what looks like 31-15 over the Western Mustangs.
Interesting.
Now, believe me, we know we cannot call it before it's over.
No.
No, indeed.
Not a chance. I know. All right, but that's big news. If that holds, that scoreline, that could really reshape the OUA, and we are about to see kickoff here. Tyler Mullen booting this one back, and we've got Charles Aslin, the running back, deep to receive for Ottawa, catching it around the 10-yard line and breaking up, takes a hit from a tandem of Gales, and we've already got some explosive jawing back and forth. That was for the Gales, number 49 as the primary tackler.
That'd be Jalen Grabble.
What a hit there. Jalen laying the lumber on number 29, Charles Aslin. And that's something Coach Snyder talked about, getting bodies on him and multiple. They had two Gales in on that tackle, and we saw a little bit of extracurricular chat. We got to keep that to a minimum as the GGs are on offense here. Quarterback Ben Maracle with three receivers to the right-hand side. He's going to take the snap from the shotgun position. He's under fire, but he gets it off, and it is complete. First play of the game is going to be a big one for the GGs as they are up over the midfield line. That was number 83 for the GGs. Maxime Malenfant with a great grab and a bit of extra yardage on that run, getting him up over the 50. They're right shy of the midfield line. So it's going to be first and 10 for the GGs. And this time we've got Trips on the left-hand side. Great play there. Good pass rush, but Ben Maracle getting that pass off. We're going to see a handoff first of the day. And that one is a good one for the GGs. Looked like it was going to be stopped up in the backfield.
Yeah, that's a gain of around 8 yards for the GGs. And you can just see it's that little stutter step. It's that the Gales needing to go and readjust, reaffirm exactly what they are going to be going for on each of these plays. And great job to Ottawa. They're keeping it conceded. And hey, I gotta admire just their ability to take as much time as they need here. Great job from the early offensive line.
Second and short, Ben Maracle lining up around the 47-yard line. It's a short handoff for a first down, but there is a flag down. And that was a bang-bang flag, as in it happened right as Charles Aslam was hitting the ground. So we know it's not going to be unnecessary roughness. Perhaps a procedure. It's 5 yards on Queen, so that's likely offsides, jumped early. Good call by the refs there. Yeah, and in a position like that with how quick the count was, that's an understandable
penalty.
That's
also right. It looks like that's right where Miracle landed. But like we said earlier, every single penalty is getting called in this game. We've heard that the Ottawa refs don't miss a thing.
No.
And they see more than most other refs would even consider.
And it makes sense, given that Ottawa is a great high school football town. They've got so many programs here. Referees are getting a ton of reps. If you think Kingston's a football town, I got to give it up to Ottawa. They've got a great football culture.
Jack Ashby Jacobs.
The Gales recruit heavily in this area. There's a ton of great football players from the Ottawa Valley, and that means the officials, they're almost as sharp as some of the players with the amount of experience they get. So it's going to be first and 10 for Ottawa from the Queens 43. A great drive for the GG so far. Maracle has got two receivers on each side, a balanced formation with Charles Asselin to his right. Three men in motion, and it's going to be another handoff to Asselin, who's going to get another good gain there. Maybe two yards, I think.
I'm going to say an optimistic three.
They gave him four. So
wow.
They combined us. There you go. So it'll be second and six for the GGs from the Gales 37. And good job so far by this Ottawa offensive line containing an effective Queens defensive line, both pass rush and, of course, some of the tremendous work they do in the middle, guys like Newell and Eric Johnston to stop up the run. And Ottawa, they run a very similar offense to Queens. It's not like they haven't seen these reps. Second and six, Maracle is going to drop back to pass. He's got time, but that one touches the turf before anybody in Garnet. So that is going to be a field goal situation. And it's time for us to talk about the latest in a long line of excellent special team players for the GGs. Zachary Copeland coming into the game. He's got big shoes to fill. Some of the guys that have kicked for the GGs in the past, Campbell Fair, the tremendous kicker.
Man.
And before him, throwing it back a bit, Lewis Ward, who is playing professionally. This Ottawa program has great special teams.
Great attempt, great yardage, and that's how you want to open up your first drive, getting some points on the board for the GGs.
If they can make this one, this is going to be about a 45-yard kick. All set and done for Copeland. Let's see what he can do. Good snap. That's going to be long enough, but it's going to be wide, and here we go. One of the most explosive playmakers in the OUA, Ian St. Arnaud, taking this one. He is making a couple men miss. He is still up on his feet. If he's going to get this done, he's got a lot of work to do. He's breaking down the right-hand side of the field. He's got one man to beat. He cuts it in. He cuts it back. Oh, my goodness. He did it again.
That's it for your Gales. Three in a row.
I have never in my life seen someone like this. Lightning has struck a third time in 2 weeks as Ian St. Arnaud, from the shadow of his own end zone, takes that one in for six, and he might be having one of those rare one of a kind seasons. He's maybe already got special teams player of the year locked up. That is his third 100 plus yard touchdown. I think I wet my pants.
Woo. It's sweat. Blame the sweat, Jesse. Blame the sweat out here.
Wow.
Because, man, oh, man, I know I'm blaming the sweat at this point. He was able to break in an amazing blockage, one tackle, and then I got to give it so much credit to the special teams as your Gales were just continuously able to break out. We do have a player down from the Gales.
Number 70. So that's an offensive lineman who would have been on as a part of that field goal.
Simon Doncaster.
Oh, and that's the starting left tackle. It looks like he is getting off the field under his own power.
Could be a cramp. It's hot out.
It is hot today. This is a deceptively warm day here in Ottawa, but I have never in my life seen three missed field goals for touchdowns from
it's
one player.
Vision. I talked about it with him because we had to talk with him at the media release, and when you got one bus that goes from West Campus to Main Campus, and I was lucky to sit right next to him, I'm like, man, what's going through your mind? And it's just that vision and knowing how to play with his team. And I'm sure I'm going to try to find the soundbite, especially coming up this week, where just him being able to go and describe it. The Gale's good on that conversion. Jesse.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Wow. And we were laughing because he was saying, we asked him, you know, you got more of those in stories. Like, oh, yeah, definitely. We were all kind of having a good chuckle. I am speechless. I have watched a lot of football in my life. I've played a lot of football in my life. I have never, ever seen something like that. And shout out to the special teams unit coach, Charlie Taggart. They talked about how there was a sense of continuity from last year to this year. But the upgrade in performance from the special teams unit, this is coach of the year caliber play. The Gales are getting it done. They're missing a key player at running back, a key player at wide receiver. Ian St. Arnaud says, look,
gotta
guys.
I gotcha. Coach Taggart, he's honestly amazing. So one of the days I was training with the Gales over the summer, he had not been briefed that I was doing a story. I show up with a cameraman, Jackie Lee, huge shout out. Amazing, amazing guy. If you're looking for some Kingston talent, give him a call. But he had no idea, and so I just got a camera on me, and he's just looking, what the heck is wrong with this guy? He looked around like a chick with his head cut off. But it's going to be a big boot from your Gales. It's going to be fielded right around the GG's 15, and they are away. Great return, but once again, I got to say, these Gales have not been able, or sorry, the Gales special teams have contended. I don't know if we've had a return past that 40-yard line yet this season.
And I'm just still in awe. This is a special teams unit that right now is scoring 7 points a game. That is, their special teams is generating a touchdown per game right now.
We had the hat trick last week where we had the offense, then the defense, then special teams score all within the first quarter. I'd never seen that before. Well, but the defense didn't even get a rest here.
That's the thing. The defense has got to reset. You got to keep the expectations managed. This is a great Ottawa team, and they are not going to let that one go softly as Miracle's going to hand it off to Asselin. And Asselin takes a hit from number 22, John Korskaden, but that's a great gain for Asselin. He is such a dynamic player, and it's been really cool to see his evolution over the past couple years as well. He went from being the second string running back last year, filling in for Amilcar Polk, to the unquestioned starter on this Ottawa offense, and he's had a great game so far, and you don't want to let him get hot. You don't want to let him heat up, because he can be a difference maker, as we are going to have second and seven. I would like to tell you how much time is left, but we don't know. But we've got Ben Maracle here dropping back to pass. He's under pressure, and he is going down. And that is 1, 2, 3 Gales grabbing Maracle and making him taste turf early here in the first quarter of action.
That's how you get it done. That's how you set the tone. They can get comfortable in that first drive. The Gales are still warming up. But you go, and once they get hot, now that is a scary offensive line, Jesse, let me tell you. Even during the media release, we were scared at some of the players there.
Look at how quickly Ottawa's getting into their special teams formation. That's really great coaching there from the special teams unit. They were on in a flash. And mama, there's that man again. They've got him shadowed this time, and they will get him down. But you know, everybody in the crowd here was a bit of a sharp inhale as Ian St. Arnaud gets this one up to the 44. So it's 7-0 for your Gales against the GGs here. But this is the first time the Queen's offense has touched the field. Two straight defensive stands, one of which was capped by an incredible Ian St. Arnaud. He did it again. Not quite 119 yards, but at least 110 from my count. So 43-yard line, Queen's offense taking the field. We have got, if you're just joining us, no Jared Kasari today. So we are going to see Jaden Gersey McDonald in first, but it's going to be a pass from Freakin to Nico Cuomo. Great grab by Cuomo, high pointing it. Stiff arm, first down for the Gales. And a bit of a late shove, but no harm, no foul. That's on the borderline. I think that's a good
no-call
by the refs.
He could have cut in. He could have cut in, and well, even though, but
if the GGs had given, if the GGs had waited a split second longer to push him there, that would have been 15.
Easily.
That was real close.
I've got to go and emphasize, this GGs field, those benches are really, really close to the sideline. There's a lot of areas here where there's not much room, but here, that and pavement. You got to be careful in those pushouts more than ever here.
Absolutely. Trips on the left-hand side for Alex Freakin, starting to game 1 of 1. Jaden Gersey McDonald beside him in the backfield. The explosive young Gersey McDonald taking this on a Trey handoff, and he has got space, and he has got a first down. Ooh, great gain there from Gersey McDonald. Nearly blew a tire on the cement track surrounding
us. Dangerous. Oh, I'm scared.
He's good. He's sure-footed like a mountain goat. And he is heading out, and we're getting one of our favorite players, number 28, Ethan Dahl, 17 years young.
How do you prep for these guys? You can't. You can't prep for them. You're prepping
not
for
a lot of footage.
You're not prepping for these guys. It's perfect. It's such a lovely opportunity to see people step into the spotlight. Ian Saint-Arnaud, for example, he got his first reps this year.
Here we go. First and 10 for the Gaels. They're in Ottawa territory. It's going to be a play-action pass from Vreeken. He is looking, and he has a man. That's Logan Watson. Logan Watson cuts it in, and he is down inside the Ottawa 10-yard line. Great play by Alex Vreeken there. He went through his progressions. We do have a flag down, though, however, and I'm guessing it is a hold.
I want to say it's a hold that could have been against...
Likely, it's tough to say.
It's hard to tell.
But it is likely going back. It is going back. So yeah. Queens was a great play from Alex Vreeken and Logan Watson. All for naught. And folks, as we've got an Ottawa player down, let's take a moment and hear from our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Looking for the best in fresh produce, meats, and cheeses? Need to stock up on everyday basics like coffee, milk, and eggs? Drop into Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street to gather your farm fresh groceries, frozen meals, and a la carte food items like homemade pizza, soups, and sandwiches. There's something for everyone at Old Farm. Pop in today.
Thank you again to Old Farm Fine Foods, our fantastic first quarter sponsor, and I got to offer a personal recommendation if you're heading into Old Farm. Yes, the coffee is, of course, great, but give that chicken salad a try. It is top-tier delicious. So just to recap, folks, if you just joined us, Alex Vreeken had completed a pass to Logan Watson, but holding call was issued, so instead of being first and goal at the 10, it is first and 20 at the Ottawa 50. So the Gaels have got their work cut out for them here, but so far the offense looking sharp, a nice mix of run and pass, and Alex Vreeken, the veteran presence, always ready, trips on the left-hand side, high snap, he's in trouble, Vreeken's going to have to tuck it and run, he's going to get what he can, oh my goodness, making multiple men miss, is going to get pretty close to a first down, Alex Vreeken at least getting the original scrimmage yardage back, and maybe then some, breaking it left after a bad snap, it ended up as something of an improvised quarterback draw, he took it, dropped back for a second and then immediately took off, and he got 18 yards on first and 20. He is a deceptively athletic guy. You look at him, tall, lanky, more of a pocket passer.
That also came down to the offensive line. They did a great job of giving him that pocket and letting him go for it.
They turned chaos into opportunity, and it's now second and short with three receivers on the right-hand side. One of them is big Mateo Tuioti, who's going to stay in to help block. And that is an easy completion to Jaden Gersey McDonald. And Jaden Gersey McDonald has got the edge. And we are back into the Ottawa red zone there. And there's no orange laundry on the field. So this is going to be first and goal for the Gaels. Actually, sorry, just a little short of that. It's going to be first and 10.
That's the best situation.
11. Yes,
it
is.
That's the best situation to be in.
So this Queens offense looking sharp here. No doubt. No doubt in my mind. Aided some of the momentum from that fantastic, unbelievable Ian Saint-Arnaud return. If you're just joining us, folks, it is 7-0 here in Ottawa. The Gaels are threatening points here, but midway through the first quarter of action, we do have a flag down. It is a handoff to Jaden Gersey McDonald, but there is a flag thrown almost immediately. We talked about this before the game. The Ottawa referees, they don't take no guff.
Never.
They will immediately, if they see a penalty, issue that flag. Partially to Ottawa's detriment, they are the second most penalized team in the conference. However, you can kind of, it maybe makes a bit more sense when you see how... willy-nilly. Actually, that was on the GGs.
I think that was a false start or a
correct
hold.
It would have been if it's either a false start or it was an offsides. So as a defensive lineman, you have to be lined up 1 yard away from the ball. If you are ever closer than that 1 yard, it's encroachment. They will flag you for that. So
got
that
it
could have been. So it's going to be first and 5 from the 6. Alex Vreeken with Jaden Gersey McDonald beside him in the backfield. We've got Nico Cuomo and Logan Watson on the left-hand side. We've got Nathan Falcone in motion. It's a jet sweep to Falcone. Falcone has got the edge, and that is a touchdown for the Gaels.
There we go. That's how you get it done. From in motion, you are able to get it right over and just be able to work towards that left side. Use that angle as much as you can, forcing those players out. Because if you choose to cut in and they have their hips completely turned, you got to use the defense's angles against them. And that's exactly what you see. You see him not turning his head, keeping his head normal, using your eyes in this scenario to see what's around you. You know, do I have to cut in or can I just turn out?
It's like driving. Point your eyes where you want to go. That play was so great. We actually saw McMaster use that against the Gales 2 weeks ago. A jet sweep. You have the interior slot back in motion as he comes in front of the quarterback. Just toss it forward to him. Easy peasy. And that is a 14-0 lead for the Gales here against the GGs. This offense, Zayden, my goodness, I think your prediction may be more apt as they have already reached the 14-point plateau.
Not if they keep this pace, Jesse.
Yeah, we might need to bump that number up.
I had a feeling on that high-scoring game. This is the Gales' breakout opportunity. We talked about the Ottawas, where that step up, step off.
Yes.
Although that might have been during our technical difficulties, where we talked about Ottawa. We're in that step up, step off category. You got to be able to go against those big four teams where you got Waterloo, keep mixing them up. You got Laurier, Western, Windsor, and Queens. It's yes. That W with Waterloo and Windsor. I keep mixing them up. We mixed them up in the ride over here, too. But you got to be able to go and step up to these games and go and show them what you got. Contend every single point. Make them work for it. And the Gales, this is their breakout game to go and prove we can get it done.
Still a lot of time left, however, and we've seen this Gales team come out pistol hot and then struggle in the second half. So they're going to have to stay focused. They've got the momentum in no short part thanks to Ian St. Arnaud's ridiculous run back. But that offense, they just gave the defense a nice chance to catch their breath as well. That was a long, continuous drive, Zayden, started around the 40-yard line, made it all the way up to the GG's end zone, and it was finished off. If you're just joining us, folks, it is now 14-0. Nathan Falcone on a jet sweep, about a 6-yard touchdown there, giving the Gales a 2-score lead. And I would like to give you specific time cues, but we're having some issues with the score clock here, so we're going to have to gesture kind of randomly at how much time is left. Either way, that's a great kick from Tyler Mullen that's going to be
so
caught
consistent
right on the 2-yard line by Charles Asselin, and Asselin's got some space here. That was very nearly a dangerous return. Queens overran one of their angles there. They had their kick coverage team a little too deep. Asselin, he was corralled, but if he had made one man miss, he would have had a straight shot into the end zone and gotten this Ottawa team back on the board.
You already knew Asselin's dangerous, Jesse. It's just about the opportunities.
100%.
And especially in the game of football, you're given the opportunity, that's when you get a pounce on it. You got to deny them. Shut that door before they can force it open.
And that's what this Queens defense is looking to do here, their third time taking the field. The Ottawa offense had a great first drive, resulted in a missed field goal. Second drive, they were stopped up a little bit, and we've got Tolu Ahmed in the backfield now for the GGs. Or sorry, that's Solomon Kamara back there, and he's got a good first run, stopped up by Liam Sutherland, and then the rest of the Gales swarm him. Solomon Kamara. One of my favorite names in the OUA.
That is a fun one.
An incredible name, and he's a talented running back. I got him confused with Tolu Ahmed because Tolu Ahmed used to play at University of Toronto, transferred over to the GGs, and he wore number 5. Great defensive back. Although I have to say, credit to this Queens offense, they are dealing with an excellent Ottawa secondary well here, and the GGs on offense, they're going to have a 2nd and 7 from right around the 30-yard line, and they need to get something going here. You don't want to give Queens a chance to get more momentum. Watch out for Silas Hubert. Good pass rush from Hubert. And Hubert, nearly got Miracle. Miracle stays on his feet, and he is going to sneak his way just shy of the first down. Silas Hubert, it was a great rush, but he came in a little too hot. He couldn't quite secure the wrap-up on Ben Miracle. And as a result, Miracle tucks it up, moves it forward, and it's going to be 3rd and about a yard.
Well, a yard and a half, I'd say.
Yeah, maybe 3rd and 2. Great heads-up play from Miracle. Very nearly another sack, and we are going to see the punt team come out. And Silas Hubert last week, Zayden, what a game he had. 3 sacks, a fumble recovery, and then another fumble recovery that he ran back for a touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He's someone that I'm so happy to see out in the field because he has such a big presence in the locker room as well as the team. Ian St. Arnaud getting ready to receive this one. He has a lot of room.
You can feel the electricity.
Feel the energy.
He is lightning in a bottle. Ian St. Arnaud. An unbelievable talent who's already in the midst of an unbelievable season. And he's a chance to add another important part to his legacy here. Although that kick is going to be a bit of a short one. And that's going to go right between his wickets. Ian St. Arnaud is going to be in trouble here. Didn't touch his hands.
Flag on the
he
play.
Does
They're
draw
too close.
The no yards. Oh, my goodness. This kid is so shifty. He had about 6 GGs on him. And he made about 4 of them miss. Zayden, for a split second there, I thought he was going to do it again.
It's the fact that we have that doubt. Is he going to do it again? Which is even crazier. We got 2 flags on the play here.
Yes. One is no yards. We know that for sure. And the other was towards the point of contact. Could be a clip on Queens where they blocked in the back. Could also maybe be a face mask on Ottawa. We're going to see what they issue. We know one for sure is a GG penalty for no yards. Ian Sandor, no, though. That's the thing. When you're going for those home run plays, sometimes you have one where it'll slip between your legs, and you've really got to corral that quickly.
So but he responded. He responded quite well. Because it's a football bouncing. You're going to go, oh, I can protect where it's going to – No, you don't know where it's going to go. That's the entire point of it being a football. I can go on the weirdest angle imaginable. And that just makes it that much more fun. Refs talking about where they want it marked, and it looks to be a fierce discussion. Wow.
So I'm guessing
– I've never seen refs actually argue about where they want it going down.
We know one was no yards, but if Queens got a penalty of – 10 yards or more, it's going to be a negative deficit for them. But it looks like both were. So you are 15, no yards, 5. So they gave them 20 yards on that one.
Okay.
So the UR was probably an incidental face mask. Given that there were 6 guys swarming them, very understandable. That does happen when you're in kind of a multiple body situation. But either way, the Gales are going to get good starting field position again, not far from where they started their last drive, Zayden, which resulted in that Nathan Falcone jet sweep touchdown. 14-0 here. Queen starting at the 34-yard line. And let's see what they draw up. We saw a nice mix of
running
pass.
I want to say under 5 to go in this quarter as well.
Oh, at least. We're definitely towards the end of that first quarter. And once we get a few plays on this drive here, folks, we're going to give another shout-out to our first quarter sponsor.
Oh, they're moving up even more to the 40.
Oh, so they are issuing it. So it is the 39. So they ended up giving them about 30 yards worth of penalties. So that would have been 2 15-yard penalties.
That's not helping Ottawa with being the most penalized team.
And they're going to need to get a handle on that if they want to compete with the Gales here. First and 10. A balanced formation with Big Mateo Tuioti out there in the H-back position to block. That's going to be a handoff to Jaden Guernsey-McDonald, and what a great call. And Jaden Guernsey-McDonald fighting through arm tackles. He's just a boy, but boy, oh boy, can this boy move? He should have been down in the backfield, but he fought forward for 8 yards, and he's given the Gales second and short, and great job by the offensive line. That was a halfback draw, Zayden, so it was a bit of a delayed handoff. They let some of the Ottawa defensive line encroach, move in, they hand it off to Jaden Guernsey-McDonald, they seal him with a trapping guard, and as a result, although he had contact on him because the guard had obfuscated that, it allowed him to fight through the arm tackles and pick up near first down yardage. What a great play, and this young running back, my goodness, he's showing flashes. And it's going to be second and short, Twins on the left, Nico Cuomo on the right, and it is going to be a play action, a rollout to Mateo Tuioti, and he's got to fall forward, and with forward progress, he will get the first down. He just, I think, got the nose of the ball where he needed to.
See, oh, they might rule it inches.
Are going to rule it inches. You really can't go wrong here. They're going to sneak it, though.
It's the Gales. If you look at where they, if it goes wrong, you have the GGs taking it over from the Queens 50.
Yep.
That's not your worst position. And the risk versus reward is a lot higher for your Gales. Get it done. I've always been a gambling man in this scenario.
I agree with you 100%, Zayden, because if you get this, you get to keep the momentum and you get to keep the pressure on. It's going to be a sneak from Alex Vreeken. And Vreeken is sneaking, and he's leaping. And Vreeken just had a 5-yard jump to infinity and beyond there. Alex Vreeken picking up the first. Oh, I told you, he's unbelievably athletic. Makes sense, basketball background.
Well, when we post our clips for this week, I think we got to get a big spring sound effect for that one. And if you haven't checked out our clips, head over to at CFRC Power Plays and at CFRC Sports on Instagram. You can get the latest where we get all the clips on there, and it gives you the entire recap of the weekend, especially with a new clip almost every single day. It hypes you up for the weekend. It gives you the taste of football every day you need it.
Signed off on by the Queens football team themselves. We have got first and 10 from just shy of the midfield line. Is a 14-0 ball game here. Balanced formation. Jaden Guernsey-McDonald proving to be the main back today. Takes the handoff. He's got some space in front of him. And he is going to bit maybe a yard, maybe two. Good attempt there. Great job from the Ottawa defense. Kevin Victome, the defensive back, helped contain that run and helped the wrap tackle. That is a guy who has been a major issue for the Gales in the past. Kevin Victome, tremendous defensive back. Had an interception last year against the Gales. Really talented guy. I will say, I love watching him play, but I won't be sad to see him go. Put it to you that way. He has caused me a lot of grief. So it's going to be second and about 9, right at the midfield mark. It's going to be a pass. We know that. Where Vreeken goes is going to be very telling It's going to be one of the guys he trusts the most. Look for a Nathan Falcone or a Nico Cuomo, and they are both on the right-hand side with Falcone in motion. And Vreeken is looking right, and he finds Falcone. Or, sorry, that was Cuomo, but it is dropped. Alex Vreeken's first incompletion of the day. So Queens is going to punt this one away for the first time. We get to see that excellent special teams unit, that great punt coverage team. Let's see if they can pin Ottawa deep. And that is not Charles Charles Asselin is going to be back, but their other returner is number one, Denny Ferdinand. Denny and his brother, Kasim. His brother, Kasim, is still at Carleton, but Denny used to play with them. Ferdinand is an explosive player.
I remember that. Just the shock when they weren't going to be playing on the same team.
Very surprising. Keep an eye on number one, Denny Ferdinand, tremendous player from right here in Ottawa. My friend Kieran played football with them. Here we go, Aiden Callen.
Ooh. What a boot, there Whoa. It goes.
Right down inside the 10, and Ferdinand with a good return getting up to the 20. Holy moly, my goodness. That was an unbelievable punt, and that's not Aiden Callen, that's Matt Driver.
We've been waiting to see him. It's good to see. I knew he was nursing a little bit of an injury.
Yeah,
good to see him back out here. Because Matt Driver, he used to play on the Queens soccer team before transitioning over to play on this football team. And we've been waiting to see that kick. I'm like, that doesn't look like we're normally what we're used to. That's different form. That guy looks like a soccer player, and he's huge.
He's also a lot taller. Aiden Callen, one of our favorite players. But interesting to see Matt Driver in the dress roster today. And a great first punt, as it is actually going to be inside the Ottawa 20 at about the 19. So it's first and 10 for the GGs. We've got Twins on the right-hand side. It is going to be a handoff to Charles Asselin, a counter. But he is met in the middle by Justin Pace, and there's the big man Eric Johnston for a little added insurance, stopping Asselin up short. But my goodness, Justin Pace, nose on the chest, hit him, drive him back, stop him up, and let your big mean man in the middle get those massive mitts all over Charles Asselin. What a play. And it's going to be second and 8 from about the 21. And this Ottawa offense had a great first drive, but have struggled to move the ball since then. Trips on the right-hand side for the GGs. Ben Merrickle, the veteran quarterback, what an athlete he is. He is going to take the snap. He's got some time. That is deflected over the middle.
Is it Darian Newell?
I believe so.
I said it before.
Big
I'm
golden hand.
It again. It's those Spider-Man reflexes from Darian Newell. Just goes, sees what he wants, and he grabs it. Any opportunity Darren sees in front of him, he takes it and he runs with it, and he did it there.
With great pass rush comes great responsibility, and there's nobody greater in the pass rush game than Darian Newell. And he just made a name for himself again. You already know that one's getting in the weekly clip. And yes, folks, you got to check out CFRC Power Plays and CFRC Sports. It's going to be a big year for both. And after this punt, which may end up being a safety, we'll see what they do. They are going to punt it.
Oh! Blocked! It's blocked! There we go!
Scoop it, scoop it, scoop it! We are going to see another special teams touchdown recovered by number 46 for the Gales. That's Jeremy Hiscox. We talked about Justin Pace. That's his best buddy, Jeremy Hiscox. And the Gales are up 21-0 with two special teams touchdowns. One punt return and one kick return and one punt block. Oh my goodness, this
Jeremy
special teams
I got to talk about him. Jeremy's one of my favorite guys. I also had the chance to work with him over at Q Camps over the summer. This guy's a hard worker.
Wow.
And you can see the moment he gets down to business, his eyes snap into focus. You're not breaking him. He's wow. getting it done, and he gets it done there.
An incredible block, a great rush, resulting in a Jeremy Hiscox scoop and score. What I love about him is he checked around to make sure he had the time to recover it. He grabbed it. He slipped past one would-be tackler, and he has given the Gales a commanding 21-0 lead here on the road. What a start for the Gales.
I believe that's the 105 to go here in this first quarter. We get a little bit of an update, which wow. is always nice. And I'd like to go and take a minute to thank our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods, in addition to their top-notch grocery service. Did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods also offers catering and delivery services? Look up Old Farm Fine Foods on Shopify to see their full range of services they offer, or swing by 204 Berry Street and inquire at the cash. While you're there, be sure to pick up some of their hot, fresh coffee, because it's delicious and it helps you start your day.
And you know what, folks? Let's hear a word directly from them. We'll be back with you in a moment. It is the end of the first quarter, just about. It's 21-0 for your Gales.
When you start with pure ingredients, every meal is a feast. And your feast can begin at Old Farm Fine Foods. carrying products grown by local farmers and with organic farming principles. Old Farm Fine Foods features fresh produce, milk, eggs, meats, cheeses, and more. Takeout and catering options are also available. Visit Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street. Follow Old Farm on Instagram today to stay in the loop about their daily specials.
Thank you again, Old Farm Fine Foods. And much like me at the Old Farm counter, the Gales are eating today. They are absolutely taking it to the GGs, but still plenty of time left. And this is an Ottawa team that is a great second-half football team. So if they can get some momentum here, Zayden, they need something taking them into the second quarter to give them some signs of life. Much like we saw with Mac, when Queens was up 21-0 against them, all it took for Mac was one great defensive play, got them back in the game. That is very possible for this GG's team. Of course, though, I think right now they'd rather Ben Maracle and Charles Aslan get something going for them, give them a chance to make this a two-score deficit as opposed to the three-score that we have here currently, 21-0, with a Tyler Mullen kick being fielded down at the 5-yard line by Denny Ferdinand. And Denny Ferdinand's got a great return here. We talked about it. He is dangerous, and he might be taking this one. Cutting back, still on his feet. Great return from Denny Ferdinand. Tackled up at the Ottawa 45, but that very
nearly. Final play.
I have a feeling that's going to be on the Gales for UR.
Yeah, unnecessary roughing on that one, potentially. When you're scared, you go and you wrap and you grab whatever you can. We're going to see what gets called here. It could be a holding as well.
And as we get that process, Zayden, would you mind taking a look and seeing if you can tell me about the Western Laurier game while we have a second? It is going to be on the Gales. That's a good call by the referees.
The stream's already cut. I believe I'm getting this with live score. I believe. Yep. I got a hunch.
Zayden is going to get that information for us. Meanwhile, the GGs are going to get their best starting field position. The last time they were on this yard line was for a missed field goal returned by Ian St. Arnaud. So we have got good field position for Ottawa, and this is what they need. They need to capitalize on this. You can't give this Queens offense the ball back with how pistol hot the team is right now. So Maracle has got two receivers to his right-hand side, and it looks like
the Laurier Golden Hawks.
Flea flicker.
Whoa.
Flea flicker. Miracle's going long. Oh, sorry, folks. That was just, you don't see a flea flicker. Hand it off to the running back, throw him off. Zayden, as you were saying.
No, I got so confused. I thought I saw him like, oh, I see a timeout. We're good. they're calling some wild play. I completely mixed them up. But in other words, your Laurier Golden Hawks have, demolished the Western Mustangs 40-22.
Wow.
That seed of doubt has been planted and has already sprouted.
Now, to be fair, Western had a loss like this to Guelph a few years ago. It was the last loss they had prior to this one, and they came back and won it all. So this is not a eulogy, but it is worth noting, as it's going to be 2nd and 10 after that flea flicker. We have got quads on the right-hand side. Miracle is dropping back to pass over the middle, and he threw that one directly into the turf, and then he took a hit from Van Wishart. So that will be an unsuccessful drive for the GGs, who are likely going to have to punt this one away. But holy cow, what an eventful afternoon for OUA football already. An Ian St. Arnaud touchdown, a Jeremy Hiscox touchdown, and that brings us to the end of our first quarter of action. It is a 21-0 lead here for the Gales, and we will be back with you shortly, my friends. Stay tuned. We're going to hear a word from our sponsor, and then we've got our second quarter of action brought to you by Pick 6 Athletics coming up.
When you start with pure ingredients, every meal is a feast. And your feast can begin at Old Farm Fine Foods. Carrying products grown by local farmers and with organic farming principles, Old Farm Fine Foods features fresh produce, milk, eggs, meats, cheeses, and more. Takeout and catering options are also available. Visit Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street. Follow Old Farm on Instagram today to stay in the loop about their daily specials.
Pick 6 Athletics presents Second Quarter Football on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We are back, folks, and we want to take a second to thank a very important second quarter sponsor for us, because it's not just a business. It's one run by a friend of the program, Eric Kalana, Pick Six Athletics, founded in 2020 shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled. Former Queens defensive back Eric Kalana created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be the best, your first pick should be Pick Six, as the Ottawa GGs are preparing to punt this one away. And once again, everybody in the stadium is on their feet when they see number six, Ian St. Arnaud. He's done it not once, not twice, but thrice. Three returns in two games for number six. And you know he's looking for number four. And it's, you know what? It's never easy. It has to be triple digits or more with this kid. He loves running 100-plus yards. And if we get a great punt from Zachary Copeland, which is very possible, we could see him with another triple-digit return attempt here. Copeland's last punt was blocked. This one is off, and it's going to be caught around the 10-yard line. Ian St. Arnaud breaking right, but he is going to be chased down this time and eventually brought down. Good coverage there from the GGs. You do not want to let that kid hurt you again.
A good thing that Ian does is, as he's going for his runs, he quickly goes and uses that stiff arm not to go force them away, but force their tackling position downward.
Correct.
Where he's able to break it. Where if you're able to wrap those legs, I'm a big rugby guy, Jesse.
Yep.
You wrap and grab and you squeeze. But if you get around those waist and you start to fall downward, you can hop right out of there. And Ian St. Arnaud, he's a smaller guy, and he does a great job of making these big guys miss.
And that's, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's not to break the tackle fully, it's to create enough space for him to wriggle out. And so far, he's succeeded at that. It's going to be first and 10 for the Gaels. 21-0 scoreline here, taking the snap from inside their own 20-yard line.
Oh.
And that's a pick. And that might be a pick six. And that is a pick six. And that is a touchdown for Patrick Cumberbatch, who got one last week, a fumble return touchdown against the Warriors. And we talked about this before, Zayden. This is how teams get momentum against the Gaels. Defensive turnovers leading to points. And now Queens, Alex had been near perfect prior to that, but that's a bad one, and they're going to have to shake that off and come back out with a fresh mindset, because that's a big momentum changer. That's a touchdown for the GGs. That makes it a 21-7 ball game at the start of our second quarter.
So the big thing here that we saw from Alex is, as he was going for that pass, snap is good, extra point is also good. As we saw Alex going for that pass, it went skyward. I'm not sure who the intended target was, but he just needed that extra bit of height on it, because it's just a simple up, grab, down, no coverage on that defender.
What's unfortunate as well is Cumberbatch just followed his eyes. Freakin' made one progression check, but was pretty...
The Kingston Music Office and CFRC 101.9 FM are pleased to present this week's Release Radar featuring local singer-songwriter Chris Giguere with their first single called Something New. Released last month, the track blends a little bit of blues, a little bit of rock and roll, marking a stylistic shift for Chris. With gritty guitar and soulful horns, this ode to a lifelong love affair will have you hooked from the first listen. You can also catch Chris Giguere live on stage on September 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. at McKinnon Brothers Brewing, and on September 20th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Musiki. Don't forget to follow Chris at Chris Giggs Music, the Kingston Music Office at visitkingston.music, and CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram. Now, here's Something New by Chris Giguere.
Something I've never done before. It's something I've been meaning to try. I've been yearning for something more. Can't get started, and I don't know why. There's something I've been meaning to say. I'd say it with flowers if it was 1858. I know that's not the date. I'm waiting for the perfect time. The Eiffel Tower has been on my mind. You make me feel brave. I can't explain it. I wanna do something new with myself, and I need it. I wanna do something new with you. Well, there's something I've been hoping for, but I'm afraid of my own desire. I keep my
back, folks. Apologies for that. They've got us on the roof here at the stadium, and as such, our equipment overheated.
That's not the only thing overheating, Jesse.
No kidding. The Gales are not just overheating, but exploding on offense as they just turn the ball over again. So Ottawa still in this game after about the worst first quarter of action you could ever have. They got the ball back. That is two consecutive turnovers for the Queens offense. So they are still in this football game. It is a 21-7 scoreline, but Ottawa has all the momentum right now. They had a Eric Cumberbatch interception that was returned for a touchdown, and then we had another interception. Don't have the number for you as of yet. We were busy moving our equipment to a cooler place, as at least we've got a bit of cloud coverage here now at the GG Stadium. This is the struggle when you are live on location. Sometimes location, not the most fortuitous for you. But Ottawa is on offense. Twins on the right-hand side. Hand off to Charles Asselin. And the Gales need something from their defense here. They got to get some momentum back.
Yeah. Shut down by Pace. Charles Asselin will get shut down with a gain of around 7 or 8 yards is what it's looking like here. I got to give the GGs a lot of credit. They've come back with life, and as great as the turnout, and you see a lot of yellow in this crowd and blue for your Gales, you got a great Ottawa GGs turnout, and they love their football, and they love the opportunities that they're being given, and they're taking them at every single turn. We'll see if they're able to do anything from the Gales. Looks like the 25-yard line.
It is second and short. Miracle is going to hand it off again, and this one is eaten up. Silas Hubert and Darian Newell. Oh, actually, that was Dawson Matthews-Reed in there. Sorry about that, folks. Silas Hubert, Dawson Matthews-Reed doubling up and forcing Ottawa into a field goal situation. If you're just joining us, we're fighting the elements. We're fighting the heat. It's awfully hot up here in Ottawa. It's about 28 degrees, and if you get into the sun, it's closer to 30. So we had a minor equipment malfunction, but we're back. And we're happy to be here with you. If you're just joining us, It is the second quarter of action. It is a 21-7 ball game, but Ottawa has a chance to make this a 21-10. Queens, 21 straight points in the first quarter. Since then, two consecutive turnovers on offense.
That was why. Oh,
no, that one was good. You could tell by how Ian approached the ball.
He could tell.
So that is a 21-10 ball game. Thank you again to our second quarter sponsor, Pick Six Athletics. We will have another word from them shortly. We're going to see how this kickoff gets processed. Actually, sorry, the offense is coming right back on the field as it was a made field goal. And I'm doing the best I can to shelter some of our equipment from the sun here. And let's see if this Queens offense can bounce back. They certainly need it right now. Bit of a nightmare scenario for the Gales after such a strong start. And as you can hear, this crowd is getting loud.
They're shaking the entire media box up here.
Their team is showing live life as Jaden Gersey-McDonald is going to take this one, and he's going all the way back. Bad, bad, bad carry there. Not much he could do. He was met immediately and dragged into deep waters. It's going to be second and 13 for the Gales in a passing offense that is fighting for its life right now.
We still have no timeouts that have been used this entire half. We'll see if there's going to be a change to that in the near future.
Let's see.
Freakin' has trips on his left-hand side. What can he make happen?
Booth is shaking. The Ottawa crowd is loud. Screen pass. Jaden Gersey-McDonald. Jaden Gersey-McDonald's going to pick up the first. Cutting it back. He's going to pick up more than that. He's over midfield. That's just what the doctor ordered. Young Jaden Gersey-McDonald getting a great game there. We do have an Ottawa GG's player down. So let's take a moment and hear a word from our second quarter sponsor, Pick Six Athletics.
Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled, former Queens defensive back Eric Kalana created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be your best, your first pick should be Pick Six.
And we are back. It is a 21-10 ball game here at Ottawa. The score clock's not working. Our equipment occasionally overheats. But we prevail and persevere. And Queens just picked up a huge first down. Alex Vreakin, who, other than those two interceptions, one of which was a bad throw, the other, and this is unfortunately something that's happened a few times this year, bounced out of the hands of his intended receiver and into a GG's arms. Vreakin, one big mistake, otherwise has been very, very good for this team, and he is missing a few key players, including, if you're just joining us, number 29, Jared Kasari, not making the trip up today, so it's three first-year running backs in his stead, and we've seen an impact from Jaden Gersey-McDonald. We saw Ethan Dahl with a great kick return, and we're hoping at some point to see Hudson Bromley, number 32 from Surrey, BC, but it won't be on this one, as we've got Logan Watson and Nathan Falcone switching position. We've got Nico Cuomo actually bumping into the slot. This is interesting. Usually, they've got Cuomo on the single coverage, but they've got Logan Watson there. Vreakin is going to take this snap. And he is going to hand it off to Jaden Gersey-McDonald. And another expertly blocked play. That Queens offensive line gave Jaden Gersey-McDonald about 6 yards of space. And he turned that into a gain of just shy of nine.
That's exactly what you want to have happen. Because now you're going to mark him around eight here. So it's going to be eight and around the GG's 48-yard line. Two more yards to go.
And this is what the offense needs. They've really struggled this quarter.
Yeah, slow in the play call here.
Like
remnants.
I blew a button on my jacket. Queens blew a tire on their offense.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll get that dealt with after the game. Everything's falling apart. But we still persevere. And let's see if the Gales can persevere here and pick up a key first down, give their defense a bit of a break. Hand off Jaden Gersey-McDonald, and he is swallowed up. And he fumbles it. And we're going to see. I think they might have ruled that one dead.
It could have been dead. His shoulders were already down on the ground.
They are gesturing. There was no reaction from the refs when it was scooped. So it is third down.
Third down.
So the Gales will have a chance to punt this one away. But this
offense,
they've been struggling with turnovers this year. They really got to get a hold on
them
that.
Back a little bit here. Yeah, definitely right to go for the punch here.
Oh, yeah. There was. I don't think there's any reality after a play like that of going for it. You want to go for your conversions when you're hot.
They're also overheating right now.
And that's the thing.
I can tell this is the Gales. They have not played in weather this hot in a while.
This is unseasonably warm for Ottawa this time of year. It is 28 degrees with the sun closer to 30. We've seen both teams struggle. As here is Big Matt Driver looking to drive this one deep. Good snap. Oh, play whistle dead. Bit of an anti-climax.
Goes against Ottawa, that would change everything.
That would give the Gales a fresh set, but it is not. It is against Queens, so they're going to back him up 5 yards.
That's okay. Matt's going to drive it all the way.
We saw his first punt, and it was quite a first punt. It looks like that was either delay a game or procedure on the Gales. So now they're going to punt it from directly at the midfield line. It is a 21-10 ball game, but similar to the McMaster game, the Gales were up 21-0 and then had two costly turnovers, nearly had a third. And it's worth noting, the Queens offense has only scored 7 of those 21, and they've given up 7. It's been special teams that have been making the difference, and that is a great punt there from Driver. That is caught on the run, so no yards process. Ferdinand still running, though. You've got Gales grasping for his ankles, so they're going to move him up a few yards as well. And this Ottawa offense, which had one shot that looked like it was a threat, but otherwise has not really been hitting on all cylinders either. They're going to get back on the field here. The Gales defense playing excellently so far. The only thing they haven't generated is a turnover, but otherwise they have been top tier as we've become accustomed to. And as you noted earlier, Zayden, today is a day where there's a lot of opportunity because Western has lost their first game since 2021. Losing by 18 points
to
the
Laurier
Goldhawks.
That second seed is now potentially up for grab or even first.
If Queens is able to win over the next 2 weeks and beat Western.
And Laurier.
Then everything's possible. This is a earth-shaking victory for Laurier as it's first and 10 from the Ottawa 39. We're going to have a stack, 4 total receivers on the right-hand side with Suleiman Kamara in the backfield. And Ben Maripol is picked off! And look who it is! We highlighted him earlier in the week! Keegan
Manick, baby!
He loves playing the Garnet and Gray. I think if he could, he'd play him every day because that is an interception. His second straight week with an interception, and he has been feasting on this Ottawa offense for years now.
Let's replay it. Head, snap, sees where it's going. There was no fake coming from the quarterback. He knew exactly where that ball was going. You don't let the ball come to you. You run straight to that ball. Up, down, grab, and you bring it forward for your Gales. Keegan Vanek gets it done.
Always when they need him most. That is a cornerstone guy making a big play. It is now first and 10 for the Gales from the Ottawa 35. It's a 21-10 ball game here. Offense has been hit and miss, but they've got great positioning here, and that's a great pass from Vreeken to Quaymo. Quaymo breaks inside, and that is close to first down yardage. In fact, it
is
a first down. What a great play.
Look at the speed that they were able to get back out there. You want to make sure that the Ottawa defense has not enough time to rest. You know the Gales on offense, they want to get things going. They want to get things moving, and that's exactly it here.
Up-tempo, and you see how wide open Nico Quaymo was. Ottawa was playing his zone. They dropped back expecting a mid-distance pass. Instead, Quaymo went up about 5 yards, button-hooked.